It's Sunday afternoon on the street bazaar in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Tourists gawk and locals hawk their wares in a river of ethnic handicrafts, pirated DVDs, and overdriven stereo speakers. Then, on a corner outside a Buddhist temple, a man holds a strange instrument to his chest. He plucks a string, and a quiet sound stops the parade. This instrument is called the pin pia, and according to my new friend here, there's only about 50 people who can play it.
ในเมืองไทยนี่ผมคิดว่าถ้าคนที่เล่นพินเปี้ยได้ดีแล้วก็รู้เรื่องพินเปี้ยพอสมควรมีแต่คนที่มีฝีมือพอเล่นได้ดีก็ประมาณ20คนครับผม
His name is Manop Tamadumpinich. He's a music teacher in Luthier, specializing in traditional Lana music. Lana was an old kingdom in northern Thailand.That included parts of Burma, Laos, and southern China. Manop tells me there are 1,000-year-old stone carvings with pin pia players engraved on them. The rippling effect comes from a coconut cup attached to the neck of the instrument and rocked against the chest, releasing the unique sound.Manop tells me that the name of the instrument, pin pia, means strong. Hundreds of years ago, a king of Chiang Mai banned the instrument because its sharp tuning pegs could potentially be used as a weapon by unruly musicians. Something this mellow, a danger to the crown.Makes me wonder. You can find Manop every Sunday afternoon playing these songs along the street bazaar in Chiang Mai, Thailand. For NPR, I'm Jack Chance.